Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 111 of the Dan and Cody podcast. If you want to get in touch with us, our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Hit us up.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
This is it. Right here, Cody. You put on those headphones and you go to work.
Why are you yelling?
This is where our message is heard. It's time to get hype. Say it with me.
What are we saying?
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Meet Dan and Cody podcast.
Dan and Cody podcast.
Dan and Cody podcast.
Get some.
Dan and Cody podcast.
Cody's out of town. Surprise, surprise. The man always leaves me. But it's okay, because I got friends in high places, and they helped me out of a jam. And we got back Marshall Porter, who's been on several Dan and Cody's, maybe like three or four. Probably, I think three now, or four.
At least three.
It's got to be at least three. thanks for getting me out of this jam, Marshy.
Hey, man, anytime.
What's up, dude?
Dude, not much. Just coming, driving to beautiful Santa Clarita.
Sunny CC.
Where all your dreams come true.
Yeah, man. We're recording on a Sunday because you have to work on Monday.
Yeah, because some people have regular jobs, Dan. What are we going to do?
It's President's Day. You should be off.
But not when you work at a bar.
Will it be super busy?
Maybe. These people are on the benders for that four-day weekend. They're just real happy. Or three-day weekend.
Right. But I feel like, but wouldn't the party day be tonight? And then everyone's hungover Monday and
that
they
actually
recover?
Makes way more sense why all my friends said they're going on a bar crawl tonight. And I was like, nah, I'm going to go do something really fun in Santa Clarita, like record a podcast.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, we have an extra Saturday, and that would be today.
Yeah, so tonight's extra Saturday, which means that I actually have to go.
Oh.
Because there's some, I got some drinking to do.
Well,
got some friends to hang out with.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
It was fantastic. Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Dinner was great. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Jenny.
You like them chicken bakes?
Man, this guy.
Marshall, you never had a chicken bake before.
He said chicken bake, and I'm literally thinking like, okay, maybe they're baking chicken, some kind of casserole, and they call it a chicken bake, you know, because I've been, you know, been to clam bakes, and they like, you know, do that stuff on the Eastern Shore. But this is from Costco, and all it is leftover pizza dough, stuffed with leftover toppings, sans marinara, without the marinara sauce.
And it's delicious. There's melty cheese on the top.
A giant breadstick, and it looks like a giant breadstick, and it tastes like a giant breadstick, but pizza dough flavor.
Well, now I feel bad, because mine was full of chicken. I feel like yours didn't have enough chicken.
You said that there was bacon and chicken and ranch dressing in there, and I'm pretty sure you just made that yourself, because y'all didn't have the rest of the makings for a pizza.
Sorry.
It came in a tube, they had them in these pieces of aluminum foil, so I literally thought I was getting a Dodger dog for breakfast or for dinner tonight. It wasn't that. It was a pizza stick.
Well, when you get domesticated and you get yourself a Costco membership, you're gonna love Costco food.
Costco.
And we just learned, guys, if you want to buy alcohol, you can buy it from Costco, and you don't need a membership.
You don't need a membership. If you're just buying the alcohol, you don't need a membership to buy it in bulk.
I had no idea.
Party on.
Kirkland Light for everyone.
Oh, man, we're going to kill it.
Have y'all ever heard of a 64-pack? Because they got them at Costco.
Kirkland makes me laugh because it makes me think of, like, Target Greatland, which is Target's brand. And I keep on thinking to myself, man, Target makes beer, too?
I thought Target was up and up.
I don't know. Maybe they changed it, but it used to be Target Greatland. And, like, there was a point where, like, my parents were like, hey, I got your new shirt today. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And I look at it. And I'm like, this is great. It fits. Wait a minute. And I look at the tag. And it says Target Greatland on the inside.
Hey. Like,
this is a trick.
Well, remember when Massimo was the shit?
Yeah. And then they got.
In middle school?
Yeah.
Now it's like Target only.
That's what happens.
And Starter, that's only Walmart. That's a Walmart exclusive.
Really?
Yeah. You can still get Starter.
You know the worst part about Starter jackets is? I never have one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't have one either.
Well, I feel like this was one of those stories, too. Like, my stepdad grew up in D.C., and his team was not the Washington Redskins. He hated the Redskins growing up.
Boo.
He was a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, God.
So when I moved to the East Coast with the family and everybody, we were like, you know, we're all out there in middle school. All these people got starter jackets for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom, Dad, I want one. And they were like, what team do you want? And I was like, I don't want to get beat up if I got a Dallas Cowboys starter jacket on. I wasn't a Ravens fan, and I definitely wasn't a Redskins fan. And it was just like weird.
And Ravens probably weren't even around.
Because there's a kid who had a Florida,
the Hurricanes?
No, it was a Florida.
The Dolphins?
Dolphins.
Miami.
Miami Dolphins.
That was a very popular starter coat.
But this kid got made fun of every day for wearing it because he wore it every day, but also because nobody supports that team in Maryland.
But I will tell you this. The starter jackets I saw the most at Patuxent Valley Middle School in Maryland. What's up? Stand up. PVMS Bulldogs.
Man.
Was Miami Dolphins. Miami Hurricanes, that jacket, that starter coat, and a Cowboys.
See, I thought about going that route and getting like a Raiders jersey, a Raiders starter jacket.
And Raiders.
But I wasn't there mentally to be like answering questions when someone's like, hey, well, who's your quarterback this year or whatever. And I'd have been like, nah,
dude,
I don't know.
They were very expensive jackets.
They were not cheap.
And I don't think there was a lot of like padding in them.
Well, they were like fall jackets. You know what I mean? Like they were like good for, you know, it wasn't when it was snowing outside. It was like fall.
Yeah.
It was like you could wear that through fall.
And you didn't want to mess it up because nothing was grosser than someone with the dirty starter.
This kid got very dirty. Listen, I went to Owen Brown Middle School, which actually has been renamed like 5 times. It was Owen Brown. Then it was like Cradle Rock. And then it was something else. Yeah, now it's called like some other name. But this kid wore his Miami Dolphins starter jacket every day. The point was like dirty in different places where it was like the wrists were dirty. That one zip pocket in the front like wasn't zipping all the way anymore. It was like he was living in it.
There were two types. There was one that fully zipped up and had the hood. And then there's the pullover one that had the massive pocket.
The big pocket in the front, the kangaroo pouch.
Right. There was a kid, he used to let me wear his starter coat for like a quarter of the day. I loved them and I wanted one so bad. And they'd be like, all right. Like, it was on a rotation. Like, he would let, like, 3 people
y'all were in a football relationship in middle school. And you didn't know because you were wearing his lineman's jacket.
Yeah.
He wearing my varsity coat.
But there was, like, 2 other people who'd be like, hey, can I wear it now? And I'd be like, all right, I got to take off the starter, give it to Damien.
And Damien's wearing it around, getting all hot and sweaty. I'm sure that was the dirty starter jacket.
It was.
Walking around because 3 different random kids just running around in it all day.
I'm trying to find the old.
Taking it to gym class. It's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, except you guys had a starter coat.
Traveling starter.
It fits me perfectly, even though it's an extra large on you and a small on me.
Dude, you ain't lying, man. All right, because of their price tag, upwards of $150 on average.
Mm-hmm.
In the '90s.
Yeah,
a starter jacket was much more of a status symbol than it was a fashion accessory, because you didn't need any particular sense of style to wear one and wear it well. Starter jackets looked great on everyone, even if you were otherwise the most unfortunately dressed person in your class. I remember in school, like, people wouldn't wear, like, shirts. Like, there was a time where you could, like...
What is this, Patuxent Valley? What are you talking about? Like, no shirt? Like,
even
a starter
in high
jacket?
School,
no
even
shirt?
Even at Hammond. There was a time where people would just wear, like, an undershirt and, like, the coat. They would just wear their coat all day.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, a t-shirt.
Yeah, they'd be like, fuck it. But it'd be, like, an undershirt.
Like a wife beater?
Because they had just planned on wearing the coat all day. But then I remember...
Just getting that coat all musty.
But I remember Hammond, they finally were like, you can't wear your backpack all day and you have to put your coat in your locker. And people were pissed.
Yeah, what if you got cold?
Yeah, so I'd be like, man, mom's blew all the Christmas on my starter and I don't have any shirts.
Dang. Yeah, my parents weren't going for that. That's the other reason as well. My parents are like, when they saw how expensive they were like, nah.
150?
You ain't get this. And my, I remember my dad bought me a jacket. It was a Columbia sport coat jacket. Remember Columbia? But not from Columbia, Maryland. It just was Columbia, the brand.
Yeah, it's like a ski brand.
Except this coat was like the coat that was like, it didn't stop at your waist. It went down a good like 10 more inches. So it was almost to my kneecaps.
And it had like the ties at the bottom.
It had the ties at the bottom. It had the giant hood. And I'll tell you, one thing that's not cool is show up to school in a Columbia sportswear coat when everyone else has starter jackets on and you think that you're the shit.
And then you gotta pump it up like, nah, man, it's Gore-Tex.
Yeah,
seriously. See this? Waterproof.
Insulated.
Insulated.
Gore-Tex.
That's what's up.
Rain resistant.
Yeah. But then after starters, it was the goose downs.
Oh, the goose downs never got there either.
You had to get. Remember all the ghetto kids had the freaking puffies? I had a Tommy Hilfiger one.
The puff coat never made it to my house as well.
Yeah.
I still had that Columbia sportswear jacket because my parents on the were Columbia? Not letting that one go.
Marshall, this is good. This is good.
I had that one through high school.
There's nothing wrong with it, baby.
Literally, I walked the dog in that thing. I lived in that coat.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Because it was an extra large when I was in middle school. Let me tell you, I grew into it into high school, and I still didn't fit it right.
It had the lifetime warranty like Jan Sports.
Yeah. My parents were like, we'll just ship it back, and they'll send us a new one.
You'll never not wear this coat.
It was black with like a yellow pocket and a blue pocket.
Oh, no.
It was like, it looked like cross colors before cross colors came out or after. It was bad.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got my dad to get me the Tommy Hilfiger, like big puffy goose down.
I hated every kid with the goose down coat because all I wanted to do was be in a Diddy video with y'all. And they'd be like, nope, you got to walk out of here.
But what you didn't know was the struggle getting that fucking thing into a locker. Like,
yeah,
there
my
was
coat.
No space for anything else. There was no space for anything else.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't really have that problem. And no one ever, I promise you, ever was looking at my coat going, we going to steal that coat from him.
We going to get that coat.
We going to get that coat tonight. No one looked at me to steal my coat. Even on the coldest of days, they would walk around shirtless, like with no shirt on their backs.
You didn't have a line of two kids, like, in line to wear your coat for a quarter of the day?
No, they actually were asking me if I remember that I saw one of those starter jackets in the Lost and Found, and they were like, people were trying to claim it, and they like looked at me and they're like, well, we know it's not Marshall's
because
he's got that double XL.
I know
Columbia
Marshall's
sportswear,
coat.
Blue, black, and yellow. On.
He had it since he was seven. It was at his ankles.
My parents have been frugal all my life, and let me tell you, that was no exception when it came to a good coat.
Monica, how dare you? You got to give Marshall a good coat.
Oh, man.
She got Moxie the dope raincoat.
She's just giving you guys out free stuff, free swag. Mom will keep y'all fitted up.
It's
my
not
mom
Gore-Tex.
Wants me to have kids. She's going to, yeah, it's Gore-Tex. Moxie's going to wear that through college. I know her second birthday is coming up in July, but
we
she's going to wear it through college.
We love it.
Oh, man, that's good. But, yeah, she was so excited to see that. My mom bought Dan and Jenny's daughter, Moxie, a yellow raincoat and a little outfit. And let's just say in California, it's not really useful.
Right.
Except for 2 days out of the year.
But she did buy it big.
And she bought a little bit bigger.
She's doing the same trick she did on you.
She did. She knows what's up. So Boxy finally grew into it after, 6 months?
Yep.
Just keep it in the closet. Just knock the dust off. And
the day it rains, they're like, we got to put her in the coat.
Put her in the coat, jumping in puddles.
Mm-hmm.
The cute pictures came out of it, too.
So remember, guys, if you got kids and they want a coat, make them choose.
Yeah, or ask Monica for them.
Yeah, ask Monica for the coat. It'd be two sizes too big.
Monica and Boyd, they'll take care of you.
I got to thank you, man, because you're one of the only guys who is starting to understand if you want me to go out and do something, you have to ask, 3 weeks in advance.
At least 3 weeks.
I need at least 3 weeks. Just to get it coordinated and approved and all that. And we saw Black Panther opening night.
T'Challa!
T'Challa! Is it T'Challa?
I think it's T'Challa.
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 Dude, that, what a great movie.
Ooh, I saw it twice already. I saw it the day we went, saw it twice. And I saw it the next day as well. And I had an option to see it again today, but I couldn't do it because I was like, you know what?
Were you like, nah, it's too much?
No, people are gonna. I feel like people are going to judge me.
Really?
I felt like it, you know?
You know, what I love about...
And I got MoviePass recently. We'll talk about that too, but we'll get back to that one.
What's the runtime on it?
It's 2 hours and 17 minutes to 25, I guess, depending on what theater you're at. But
and that's a long movie.
Yeah, it's a long movie.
But, like, never once was I like, this is long, or like, this is slow, or...
It was a great story. It went to some places, and the thing I actually looked back and had to think about that I really loved...
Also, sorry, let's do spoiler-free.
It is spoiler-free, yeah. Absolutely. But there was... It just basically like described a people, and not one person did any drugs the whole time. There was not like a crackhead running around Wakanda being all crazy or whatever.
Right.
That place was, it was such a beautiful.
It was thriving.
Thriving, like, civilization.
Like you wanted to be there.
It's so funny because I've had so many people. I've had a couple people ask me, is Wakanda a real place?
Oh, God.
And I didn't want to say, I'm not going to say what race they were. But they wasn't brown. But I was cracking up because I was like, and one girl, she goes, wait, is Wakanda a real place? I was like, what'd you just say?
So like, can we go to Wakanda?
Yeah, oh my God. I was dying. I was dead. God. I could not even tell you how much I laughed off of that one. But I was like, yeah, it's a real place if you go to any AMC theater.
My thing with Black Panther is that, one, like, yes, there are a ton of Marvel movies. And they're all stringing together in some sort of which way. And yes, Black Panther shows up in Captain America Civil War for the first time. And what I love about it is that you don't need to see Civil War to understand this movie. You don't need to see any Marvel movie before you see Black Panther to understand exactly what's going on. And that's what I love. But it only enhances it, you know? Yeah. Like, so it's not a requirement, it's an added bonus that you've seen the other Marvel movies. And I mean, it's
wild though too, because their timeline, I mean, it's only about 2 weeks after Civil War happened. So this is really, really close together. And another friend also pointed out to me as well, we still haven't been shown the sixth Infinity Stone yet either.
Right.
So we were hoping to kind of see that, but it didn't quite happen. But it was cool. So, yeah, I talked to my buddy Matt about that, you know, just about if he liked it, all that stuff, because he loves these movies.
Yeah.
And it was cool. I mean,
It's got to be number one,
it's like,
right?
A week after Civil War, maybe 2 weeks after.
It's got to be number one movie in America, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think it made more money this weekend than all the other movies combined that are out right now. And
really?
It's going to be the biggest February opening of all time. And you it's already made.
You think that's because of black folks going to the movie?
Because just people in general wanting to see a good movie, a good story.
But I thought black folks go to the Marvel movies anyway.
I think they do, but I think that there's an added sense of like, we should be seeing this because everyone else is going to see it.
Right. And it's the Tyler Perry effect.
I mean, like, you can't give him full credit for that.
Well, I'm saying...
I meant to tell you too. Today, I tried to watch Boo Madea, and let me tell you, that first 20 minutes was the roughest 20 minutes of my life.
We loved it.
Are you kidding?
It really perks up when she pulls out her boobs to get into the frat house.
Madea does?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
That really perks it up.
I was watching this movie and I was like, that kid's on YouTube, that kid's on YouTube, that kid's
That's
an Instagram
perfect
kid.
Marketing.
And I was like, they got all these YouTubers and all these things. And then I just am watching this movie going like, where is this going? I was like, how does dad live on campus?
It gets serious.
It got, you know, it just took a turn. And then when
Did
all
you finish
the,
it?
I kept dozing off on it. And I felt bad because I was like... I think part of it that I love though is every time they say something, what you doing? What you them churning? Them churning around here?
And she gets so like frazzled. She does. Baby, I fuck that. No.
I ain't scared. I was. What you do with the lights on? I was reading my Bible. Where's your Bible? In my heart. Like, it's one of those movies that reminds me of Zoolander.
It's in my heart.
It's like Zoolander, where, like, when you watch it the first time, I didn't think it was hysterical the first time I watched it, but it's become one of the most quotable movies that I've ever seen.
I am not ashamed. I love all the Madeas. I'm partial to Madea Goes to Jail because of Titi.
Oh, my.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, my gosh.
But I say that Black Panther has the Tyler Perry effect because they come out in droves to see Tyler Perry movies. Like, it's like they must. And yeah. I think this is a movie where black folks have said, we must.
Well, I think also, too, aside from even that, it's probably one of the most positive movies that has shown minorities, especially, in like such a positive light. Like, I don't think I can name another movie where it's been like, let's go to Africa and we're gonna make an awesome movie.
Yeah,
like, where have you seen that? Or even let's go to the hood. Let's go to the hood in Oakland and make a fun movie.
Yeah,
like, that just doesn't happen.
Most movies that take place in Africa are very sad or period.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, when you look at the roster of people that are in this movie and you see what they've done before and you're like, what else has this person been in? And it's like, you're like, 12 Years a Slave. And that one was in, the newer Roots movie, you know, that little anthology.
42, Jackie Robinson, about a struggle.
I'm telling you, man.
It's like, all struggle movies, yeah.
And now this is one where everyone's like having a good time and showing that, like, you know, it was such a beautiful movie. It was such a beautiful landscape and such an interesting story, because the reason why I love Black Panther, and this is not a spoiler, but it went away from spoiled billionaire, you know, Iron Man, who's like spoiled and needs to be humbled. Thor is like, you know, spoiled. I'm the God of Thunder. I know what I'm doing in life, and I want to take the crown as well. You know, gets to get humbled and sent to Earth. Doctor Strange, he's a spoiled doctor who's like rich, and he thinks he's, you know, too big for his britches. Gets in an accident, gets humbled. This is like the first time that this guy's like, I didn't want to take on this duty, but in Civil War,
this is my job.
I have to become a man and like, you know, take my dad's. Take it by the, you know, my dad's kingdom, you know, by the reins, and take the throne and be a leader.
That's a good, that's a good point. And so a lot of them like fell into their superhero-ness.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, when you're king of Wakanda, you are the Black Panther.
Yeah.
And that is what you do.
This is who I am. So
what I love about Marvel movies versus DC movies, and I just put this together, so I don't know if I'm an idiot or if like, I don't know. I am an idiot. but I like Marvel superheroes better because, other than Spider-Man, they basically are like, they're not hiding that they're also that superhero.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, Tony Stark is like, yeah, I am Iron Man.
I'm Iron Man. The suit and I are one.
Yeah, I put on the suit.
Yeah.
And freaking Thor is Thor. That's just him. Yeah. Black Panther is Black Panther, and so on and so forth. Like, Arrow, what's his name?
Hawkeye
doesn't wear a mask. He's not, like, pretending. Like, Ant-Man is Ant-Man.
Yeah.
It's just, like, they're open about it. And I think that that's really cool versus, like, Bruce Wayne. Like, why are you hiding? Why are you pretending?
I think they all are hiding, pretty much, because it's like, no one knows who the Flash is. No one knows who Superman is. No one knows who Batman is.
No one knows who Wonder Woman is.
And they can't find out.
Yeah,
if they find out, then it's like, but I think part of it, they were trying to protect their loved ones. But like in Bruce Wayne's case, I mean, he has a couple loved ones, but like his parents died when he was young. So really the only person he's protecting, I guess, would be really Alfred and maybe his empire.
Yeah, but like, when does Alfred don't leave the house?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like, you got Wayne Manor is on lock. Like, Alfred, you good. Who cares?
Who gets groceries? That's what I want to know. Who gets the groceries for Wayne Manor if Alfred doesn't leave the house?
Amazon Prime.
He just, like, at the door in less than 4 hours.
Alfred, we don't need you anymore because we got Amazon Fresh.
And Alfred, listen, take the night off. I got Uber Eats coming.
Yeah, and Hello Fresh. And what's the other food one? Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
Later, Alfred. You on your ass.
That's 2018, guys.
But yeah, the Marvel superheroes are just cool with also being a superhero in the open. And that shit's cool. And how do you say Lupita's last name?
Is it Nyong'o?
Yeah.
Lupita Nyong'o?
Nyong'o. I was saying like Najong, but I knew that was wrong.
I hope I'm right, but I'm pretty sure it's Nyong'o.
I've never found myself attracted to her in other films, but
they've been tough films. I mean, yeah, 12 Years a Slave, she's getting whooped.
Yeah, you're not looking like sexually at
she was bad in this one, though.
Man, like, she was a different... And it wasn't just, like, her, the way she looked that helped, but, like, she was just,
she's
like,
commanding,
a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, strong, like, man.
And Michonne.
Oh, Michonne.
Danae. Oh, my gosh.
Danae Gurria.
She was killing it.
She was.
We are also not allowed to read the teleprompter at the BET Awards, clearly, because we gonna fuck all their names up.
Adele Dazeem.
They'd be like, "You're fired. Y'all need to get off the stage. Yeah. You get the Sandman. They'll get the hook. They'll get the cane and pull us off the stage."
No, the funniest shit was I came home from Black Panther, and Jenny's mom was like, "What movie did you see?" I was like, "I saw Black Panther." She's like, "Oh, who was in it?" I was like, "Chadwick Boseman." Oh, and then I was like, Lupita Nyong'o. And she's like, "I don't know who that is either."
Just then, keep going through the list.
And then, like, I was like,
Michael B. Jordan?
I was like, Michael B. Jordan? She was like, Michael Jordan?
Like, no.
It's like, no. Not that Michael Jordan.
It's a different one.
It's a different Michael Jordan. She's like, "I don't know anyone in this movie." And I was like, "Yeah. All right, I'm going to bed."
Night-night.
Night-night. But yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is that in this film... A lot of superhero movies, you watch them and you're not fully committed to them. Like, what I'm trying to say is that you still know that that's the actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this movie, I didn't put it together that Danae Gurria was Michonne.
Yeah.
She was just the character.
She was crushing it too. Yeah. I didn't see her as Michonne not once.
I think there was more women fighting than men.
Absolutely.
in this film.
Yeah, I think there were. And not only that, this is the first, I think, film that's ever shown women in a positive light across the board. You know? Because, yeah, like, even in Wonder Woman, there were women fighting, but it wasn't quite the same effect. Because these women...
And they still dumbed her down.
Yeah.
Because remember, she's walking, she's like, "Oh, a baby."
Yeah, like, and it's like she's never seen that before.
Yeah.
But it's funny because you watch Black Panther and she's, you know, they have conversations where she's basically like taking control because she's the general.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "I'm giving my input on this thing and what we should be doing or what we shouldn't be doing." Like telling people who I will and will not speak to, and you better step out of the king's way or you will be moved. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa.
And like, don't fucking touch him again.
Yeah, again, you put your hands on him again, I'm going to put you through this wall.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, like the king of Wakanda, his like, the king's guard is all badass women with fucking spears.
Crushing it.
Michael B. Jordan was great. How did they do the bumps on him?
Oh, I mean, that's just, you know.
Did they CG that?
No, I think it actually was just like they put on actual prosthetics all over him. I'm sure he went through like lots of hours because really he only took his shirt off a couple times or lifted up a shirt a couple times.
He was jacked.
Michael B. Jordan, what was you doing, man?
Bruh.
Come on, we had women in the audience like gasping when Chadwick Boseman takes off his shirt and then Michael B. Jordan takes off his shirt and then another gasp happened on top of that. And I'm like, I got to go to the gym.
Yeah, that was a wake up call.
I got to just start eating plates for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just chewing on them.
Yeah, he was a athletic specimen. Damn.
Like, he just got jacked. And it was like everybody in there was like, I feel like Chadwick got lean and ripped.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Jordan got a little more, like, he like bulked up a little bit.
Yeah,
he got like, "I'm a mercenary" kind of ripped. And I was like, well, great.
Was he that ripped in Creed?
He was big in Creed, but I feel like he wasn't that big. Or he just maybe looks bigger just because on screen next to Chadwick, who's like Jesus ripped versus like, you know, because he's in that Black Panther skin tight suit.
Yeah.
Versus, you know,
I still got to see Creed. I'm
slacking. Oh, man. Dude, you're missing out. So, like, if you look at, like, Ryan Coogler's movies he's done, he did Fruitvale Station, which was, you know, got the Oscar buzz going way back when that came out. Mm-hmm. It made it for, like, $900,000. It made, like, $16 million. So then they gave him, like, $40 million for Creed, and it made, like, over $100 million, I think it was. And so this, they gave him $200-plus million to make this movie.
That's what I
love.
And
he's already
going
to make it back this weekend.
I love that now.
You know?
Like, finally... studios are taking risks on these sort of independent, not Spielberg, not Scorsese.
But there's also a big problem with that too, because what they were doing, I think, as a studio is that, like, you know, Spielberg and all these people make great movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're taking on these young directors who have no real experience that do like a couple small indie movies, and they just throw them into the mix with like these huge Marvel type movies or these big, huge universes. They give them ridiculous amounts of money to make this movie. And then if it falls apart, they say, well, that's what we get for like giving it to an amateur, basically, is what they're trying to say. But if it's successful, then they go, that's what we get for giving it to an amateur because we like to take our chance. You know what I mean?
They have more control as a studio. Yeah.
To be able to, basically, they can control a director more who's young.
Mm-hmm.
I think than like someone who's like Steven Spielberg, who like knows his stuff and is like, I'm not going to budge on this way or this way. This is what I think is. This is my vision of like what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that Coogler has just brought it all together and just literally someone threw the ball up in the air and he just knocks it out of the park and says, what next?
Do you think that Marvel and Disney sort of were like, you have to do it this way? Or you think they gave him the reins a little bit?
I think that they might have done a little bit of both. I mean, honestly, I don't know because I didn't necessarily work on this movie.
Right.
But just from what I can kind of see, the tone and how everything kind of like came together, getting Kendrick Lamar to be the guy who does the soundtrack to it all, and that is an explicit album that came out with it.
Fire!
That is a fire album.
Moxie loves that shit.
Moxie's like, I mean, like, are we on 10 yet?
Are we on 10 yet? Dude, if you look at my Instagram.
It's great. That album is so good, and I just think that, like, if you look at, like, the creative choices that have been made across the board, I think that they, like, definitely gave him almost full reign to just run with it when they saw what his vision was going to be.
Yeah. Now, on the other side, not the other side, but what do you think about people who are like, oh, I'm not going to go, you know, because it's going to be a lot of black people there, is this just for black people?
The best part about it is I think the movie itself shows that it's not, and the numbers are going to show. You know what I mean? This movie's already crushed the box office record it needed to crush.
Yeah.
So really, someone's seeing it.
Yeah. It's not a black movie. It's not for black people. It showcases black actors.
Yeah.
But it is genuinely a good movie, period.
Exactly. It's like watching The Godfather. It's a good movie that you don't necessarily go like, it's a white movie. It's just a good movie.
Yeah.
It's like watching Jaws. You don't go, it's a white movie. It's just a good movie, you know?
And I feel like there's so many people out there who are going to miss it because they think like, oh, I'm not allowed to see it or that sort of, you know what I'm talking about? Like just that sort of like,
the mentality that they feel like they're not going to relate or whatever. Listen, I think everyone can relate to having to step up to the plate and be better than what they're supposed to be or like assume the role of being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it's a movie about growing up and like righting the wrongs of maybe what people did before you
and the whole like, should I take care of my inner circle or should I go the extra mile and help
the world
outside?
Yeah, the outside world.
Like who? How much do we put into our society versus helping some people that are less fortunate than us?
And it's quite the conundrum too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like that was another thing too that was an underlying tone was that like, you know, who was really the lost ones in this? You know what I mean? The people who were in Wakanda who were like, you know, in a bubble people who were like the other like black people in the rest of the world are descendants of, but not necessarily, you know, from there, descendants of people from Africa, will say, like black African-American.
Yeah.
Like, are they the lost ones because they're not in the motherland anymore, you know?
Yeah, they sort of flipped the narrative that's happening in the world today of like black people outside of Africa are, quote unquote, more fortunate than folks in
Africa.
In Africa, in these poor, like famine-ridden countries.
But the funny thing is, like, I've had people who've gone to Africa. Like, I've been to Africa, technically. I was, you know, but I was in, like, the Middle East kind of Africa when I, you know, went to Egypt. And I, but I've had friends who've traveled all over Africa and been like, it's such a beautiful place. And literally every natural resource is there.
Yeah.
Everything we could possibly need is completely there. That, it's like, and no one wants to help that place thrive. If they really did do all the mining and really dug up everything that was in Africa and got all the natural resources out of it, it would be more powerful, I'm sure, than the United States.
Damn. Because
it's way bigger and it has way more resources that are just kind of like untouched.
Yeah.
And
there's so much more undeveloped.
But it's just hard because it's just, there's just, there's so many layers to it. I mean, you can get into all the political stuff, but for the most part, I mean, if you look at where half the stuff comes from, I mean, a lot of the wars and stuff we have over there, like the little mini civil wars that are over there over things like minerals and mineral rights, things mm-hmm. like that too. And
diamonds.
You know, if you have an iPhone, I mean, there's minerals and things in your, I mean, pieces of metal that are, you know, mined straight from Africa that are in every single iPhone, every single phone everyone has, any smartphone.
Vibranium?
Vibranium, man. Where do you think Siri comes from? Know all?
Siri is vibranium.
Siri is vibranium. That's good.
Oh, man. Well, if you haven't, get out there and see Black Panther.
Yeah, see it out. See Black Panther. Just give it a chance. Because I will say it's not a movie for a specific demographic. You know, it's more about just...
It's
understanding that it's
movie.
Just a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, you don't look at Superman and go like, ooh, this movie, I can't relate to it. It's like, no.
Yeah,
just
this
being
one's
a badass,
for white guys.
That's it, you know? So.
It's for everybody.
Hello there, Dank Odies. I am Joe Merle.
I'm Phil.
And together we are Those Movie Guys Podcast with your weekly movie recommendations. And this week, Philip, I'm going with 2017's Coco, the most recent outing by Disney Pixar. Not going to lie, brought the tears to the eyes more than one time watching this thing. Pixar really hasn't done me wrong in a long time.
Maybe, but is it good for kids?
Maybe not, unless you want to...
good for adults.
If you want to explain to your kids while you're crying like a baby on the couch. No, it's a great movie from start to finish. It's gorgeous. It is something that you could watch with the whole family, but I think anybody could take something away from. So that is my choice this week. What do you got for us, Phil?
I went with something... that's really, really into the future, but reminds me of a lot of shit that's going on right now. And that is 1983's War Games.
Nice.
I rewatched that, and Babyface Matthew Broderick is amazing. But just the technology, dude. So advanced. So crazy.
We're there.
It was actually a ton of fun to rewatch it because I'm like, that doesn't seem right. But dude did it, and it was, for what it was an awesome movie.
And you know what? I would not argue that at all. I think it's something anybody could sit down and just enjoy. You do have to get past some of the technology stuff, but once you put yourself in the place in 1983.
Kids now hearing that wah, 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 sound will be like, what? What's right. Put in this computer? Why is it so big?
What is that? What's the internet you're talking about? So those are the recommendations for this week, Coco and War Games. And until next week, I am Joe Merle.
I am Phil.
And we hope you have a wonderful week at the movies.
Did you know that Dunkin' Donuts is getting rid of the donuts in the name?
This is going to be Dunkin'?
Yeah. They're testing it out now. But there are stores, if you see them, and they just say Dunkin'. And I like looked it up. I was a little puzzled. I was like, what? Have they just not finished it? Are they going to put the donuts on there? And they want to disguise who they are. And they want to, like, there was some bullshit about, like, how they want to showcase, like, we're coffee. Like, I never really quite understood that. Like, people love Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's all right.
It's great.
I think it's good.
Jenny goes, it's great.
Yeah, we talk about Black Panther for an hour and a half, and Jenny's first chime in is, Dunkin' Donuts coffee is awesome.
She hasn't seen the movie yet. Yeah. She probably won't see it because it's not necessarily a black.
Yeah. But you guys got to go out.
Yeah, thank you, baby. I love you. But I mean, yes, their coffee is good, but it's not like, I don't know. I don't think it's like fantastic or anything. But certainly, it's certainly not better than their donuts. And that just got me like sort of upset with like restaurant chains in general. Like McDonald's is getting rid of the cheeseburger Happy Meal. Did you know about that? Oh. It's not going to be an option.
Well, they call them Mighty Meals now too, which is weird because they're trying to get you like the. They don't want people. They're not Happy Meals anymore. They're the new Mighty Meals are out there as well.
What? Because food shouldn't bring you happiness. Is that what they're trying to say?
No, I think they're trying to make it away. They're trying to do away with the toys in there and stuff like that. You know, they're making it like a big kids meal,
right?
For like the in between.
But it's all of these places are hiding what they do best now, and I don't fucking like it. Like that's why I appreciate In-N-Out Burger now, because they're like. We do burgers and we do fries.
That's what a hamburger's all about.
Yeah, and we that's what we do. And if you don't like it, then you don't come here. But we're not gonna just dick around and pretend we're some like salad health place, you know? Like McDonald's, you sell burgers. People like Happy Meals, chicken nuggets, and cheeseburger Happy Meals. And you're gonna get rid of the cheap
8 billion served, whatever it was, you know?
But like Marshall, what the fuck are they now? What is McDonald's now?
I mean, it's definitely not Cheesecake Factory, but they try to expand that menu like it is.
Yeah, all that like...
They're like, would you like a taquito? And you're like, what? I was like, that's Jack in the Box. They do that stuff.
Would you like a mighty wrap with arugula salad? No! Yeah. If I want that, I'm going to spend $30 at a restaurant.
You better take that arugula, them little apple slices, and whatever else you got on there off my burger right now.
Take it all
meat,
off.
Cheese, bun, pickles,
and onions. Ta-ta. And goodbye. I'm not
ketchup
here,
and mustard.
I'm not here to fucking maintain my diet. I'm here to break it. You know? That's McDonald's. And like they're trying to compete with fucking Starbucks. I have my own problems with Starbucks too. Starbucks, like they're now trying to serve a bunch of food. It's like, dude, you guys are coffee. Stick with coffee. Sell coffee.
But that's the
make
thing.
Make coffee
is
great.
They're make what?
Make coffee great again.
Ah!
But like and then, you know, okay, go into pastries, fine.
But
people
see,
like
what they're trying to do
coffee.
Is compete with those McDonald's breakfasts. Because what people
but
were
why?
Doing...
There's money for both of you.
But everyone wants the most, and they want to run the other people out of business and make them obsolete. It's like, that's why they have breakfast sandwiches. Because they know that McDonald's wasn't doing, like, the egg white only, turkey bacon, whatever, whatever wrap.
Yeah.
And they're like...
It's the snooty breakfast.
That's what they want to do. They want to keep you there.
That bacon Gouda is legit, though.
We'll see what happened Woo! Now. You want that. But it's weird because, like, you know, back in the day, if you told me, hey, man, come to my house and I'll make you an egg sandwich, and then you watch me just had an egg sandwich that's been sitting out on the counter all day, and I put it in the oven and I gave it to you, and you're like, that's old.
Yeah.
Now, that's what all these restaurants do. They have a lot of pre-made sandwiches that they just basically reheat.
Yeah, they just pop them out of the plastic and fire them
into an oven. So there's all these preservatives, all kinds of stuff in there. There's nothing really fresh anymore. At least McDonald's makes theirs fresh.
Yeah. Well, frozen.
But no, well they make their eggs fresh.
Oh right.
But
the breakfast. Me and Marshall both worked at McDonald's.
We worked at the same McDonald's. I was 14 years old. Yeah.
We worked there at the same
time. We definitely were there at the same time.
I was a drive-through king.
I was crushing drive-through. They gave me 10 extra cents to become a birthday party coordinator.
What?
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
10 cents more, and they were like, "Don't tell your rest of the staff. We're giving you an extra 10 cents."
Ooh.
And I was like, okay. And on my paycheck, I was like, if I get 10 cents extra a day, I work 8 hours a day. And then I work 4 days a week. Look how much more money I'm making at this. I was getting so much money in my extra paycheck, I was buying extra snacks at the movie theaters on the weekends.
Oh, damn. Give me 2 Swedish fish.
But, I could take dates.
And when's the last time you went into a McDonald's and saw a little kid celebrating their birthday there?
They don't do that anymore, I don't think.
Like,
but
why?
We had like a whole thing we had to do. When the birthdays happened, they'd be like, okay, Luke has a birthday at 2 p.m. and it's 9 a.m. when you get in there. Mm-hmm. They're like, you got to make sure you pull that cake out at least 2 hours before to get it to thaw out.
Yeah, thaw that cake. We used to steal that cake. I would go in there and be gnawing at it. They'd be like, we got rats. I'd be like, no, you don't. You got Dan.
After all
nibbling on that shit all day.
After all this time, Judy, our manager's going to be like, I knew it was Dan.
Yeah. We would nibble on that thing because no one was having birthdays.
Dude, I feel like we talked about this before. Or we talked about McDonald's last time. But our managers, like, we remember we had that one girl, Summer, who was stealing
Yes.
So she's stealing money out of the register. She was eating nuggets on the job. You saw her get fired?
She got caught with a nugget in her mouth.
When she got fired.
They were like, what are you doing? What are you eating? And she's like, mm-hmm.
And they little fired her.
And they fucking canned her over a nugget.
But guess what?
You know how many nuggets they have?
They had an endless supply because we was all eating nuggets on the job.
Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing. The managers got caught, the big managers, stealing from the company on like a huger scale.
Not Judy, the new people.
No, it was
the fat white guy with the bald head and his wife.
No, I thought it was Judy who had the psoriasis and stuff.
Was it her?
Yeah, her and her husband were like the husband-wife team that were apparently was stealing.
They were stealing?
That's what I heard. I mean, we're giving away names now, but True crime, y'all.
That's J-U-D-Y.
They're yelling at us as the employees for stealing, but really, because like this girl was stealing out of the register, but the real managers of the place were stealing from the whole company.
You can't,
skimming off the top.
That's ballsy. You can't be stealing from.
But that was way back in the day.
Corporate McDonald's, they'll come get you.
I mean, they looked at the numbers and it took them a little while to figure it out. I used to work at a coffee bean in Santa Monica, and I told my manager the first day I was working, there's this one girl that was working there that she was acting real suspicious, and I finally worked with her. And what she would do is people would just come in and get like a cup of coffee that was like, you know, 80 cents or whatever, and they give like a five. And she would take it, and she'd break the change in front of her, not through the register. She'd have like a little like she had money just laid out in front of her. Mm-hmm. She'd take out like $3.20 and give it back to them. So she was making like a dollar off of every single time someone would come in. And when like the kids came in, she just would make their drinks. She just would yell back to make the drinks because, you know, there wasn't the system that they have now where like you ring in a drink and it goes through the machine and it pops up on the screen. It was just a callback, you know, make this, make this, make this.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was taking their money and knew how much everything cost. So she just was like calculating in front of her. She'd walk home with like, you know, 40, 50 bucks. And the first day I saw her do it, I walked into our manager's office the next day and I was like, this girl has been stealing and you can see how she's blocking the cameras from this.
She's stealing.
And I was like, she's stealing from the register. And y'all gonna get, and then like told them about it and they eventually, I think, fired her. But I quit before that came, that other shoe fell.
You narked her out.
I was like, I ain't got time for this. You know, I was like, she was stealing. It wasn't like she was stealing like a couple bucks.
Yeah.
She was stealing the whole kit and caboodle.
It's like, why? What?
Because she was trying to make more than like $7 an hour.
It's like, just pay your employees. When me and Jenny worked at a crab place.
Higgins?
Yeah. this it was like a fucking racket. This like family was stealing.
Oh,
she had her sons in the back steaming the crabs.
Yeah.
And she was a server. And she would ring people up on training checks, like fake checks, like if you were just training.
Yeah.
And so she would, and like everyone just orders all you can eat crabs.
Yeah.
So like so you'd have like three tables, and they're all eating the all you can eat. So you're just firing off refills most of the time.
Yeah.
And then you get the free crab soup, you get the free fries, and you get the free chicken with the all you can eat. So you can just be making that stuff, firing off refills, like bringing out the food. And she would be doing that. And then she'd lay out the training check. And if they pay with cash,
she would take
all hers. But if they pay with card, then she would fire the, then she would like actually punch it in. Yeah. And then she wouldn't make anything off it. And she'd just tell her sons, don't make that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She was fucking after it.
There's another kid I knew who I used to work at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. And he was telling me that, like, he used to work at Sizzler.
And he was God.
He was like, you know how you make 500 bucks in a lunch shift? And I was like, what do you mean?
Steal.
He was like, I used to work at Sizzler, and this is what I would do. I would take the check because, like, he'd ring it up for, like, every woman. He was like, all these women would come in, and they would be, like, salad bar and a Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And he would ring up one check that said salad bar, Diet Coke on it, and every woman would come in and go, salad bar, Diet Coke, salad bar, and then, like, he just would give them that same check over and over again. And if they paid cash, he would take it. If they paid, like, you know, in, you know, card, he'd re-ring it up and then give them the new check.
Right.
And he said he would just keep that in his little thing all day long. And I was like, how are these people so crafty?
Yeah.
I would have never in a million years done that to begin with.
Just keep a salad bar, Diet Coke in your, on the thing. Wow. But you have to think so outside the box to like steal from a company. If you just put all that effort into like doing a good job,
I'm pretty sure you would make money.
You'd
be all right.
Yeah, you would kick ass. Just do it the right way.
Jeez. That was good talks.
Yeah, we got sidetracked. But I was saying, like, I'm tired of restaurants not being like trying to hide who they are. It's like Wendy's. Like they had the one dessert.
Frosty.
Chocolate fucking Frosty.
Frosty.
And if you wanted vanilla.
Crackers.
You wanted vanilla?
Yeah.
Take your ass somewhere else.
Yeah.
We have chocolate Frosties.
Period. End of discussion.
And I applaud that. I applaud that. I applaud that. Good job, Wendy's.
But they did have a time where they had vanilla.
They have vanilla Frosties.
Yeah,
now
they
too.
Started selling out. They had and the Oreo.
They went back.
And then they went back.
Classic.
But now I think you can still do
never
vanilla
frozen.
Or you can still do vanilla or chocolate now. But I mean, it's just like this is our dessert. This is who we are. We have one machine. We have one crank down. You want a different dessert? Go somewhere else. That's we're it. Wendy's. And that just doesn't happen anymore, except In-N-Out. They got burgers and fries.
Love In-N-Out. I had it 2 days ago.
It's delicious.
Delicious. Actually, was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
The rumors are true. You ready for some crime?
Oh, tell me about it, Dan.
From the New York Post. Farty passenger forces flight to make emergency landing.
Oh, I heard about that with a dog once. Keep going.
A pilot made an emergency landing after a fight broke out over a passenger who allegedly refused to stop passing gas. How do you refuse?
That's just, like,
excuse me, sir, can you please stop?
I'm not
no!
stopping. If I got a poot, I got a poot.
Hey, I see you farting, sir. Can poot. You stop?
Pooty tang.
Will you please stop?
I will refuse. I ain't gonna do it.
I got five more.
I will not comply.
Like, how can you just on command? I got a couple left and I'm using them. Okay.
It's a 5.5 hour flight. Gas happens.
Yeah.
I'm bloated. You gave me the airplane food I asked for. We're supposed to be without the garlic. And he done messed up and gave me the bubble guts.
Two Dutchmen sitting.
Dutch?
Sitting next to the flatulent passenger.
Wait a minute. They should be used to that Dutch oven. Am I right? Oh. Come on, guys. He's here all night. Oh.
Two Dutchmen sitting next to the...
Wait, are they flying Dutchmen?
Yeah. They are flying Dutchmen. You're killing it with the dad jokes.
Come on, guys.
Is it just because you're here and there's a child that your dad jokes are coming?
Sorry, you got to get this out.
Dad jokes on fleek right now.
Oh, man.
All right, two flying Dutchmen sitting next to the flatulent passenger... reportedly asked the man to stop, but he refused and continued to break wind aboard the Transavia Airlines flight from Dubai to Amsterdam. The budget airline crew allegedly did not help the passengers after their complaints, leading to a fight between the men. So I guess they told on him, and they were like, whatever, man. Like, close your nose. So the budget airline's crew allegedly did not help, which led to a fight between the men. Despite a warning from the pilot, the altercation continued and forced the airplane to be diverted to Vienna, where it made an emergency landing. So this thing escalated.
I'm just saying, I don't want pink eye on a flight either. You over here farting up a storm.
What, are you going to rub your eye on it?
Oh, there's two things that... Everybody knows if someone farts on a pillow, you're going to get pink eye. But when I was at the airport one time, mm-hmm. this guy had his German Shepherd. He was walking through the terminal. And I was in the line to just go to check in, like right before security.
Uh-huh.
This guy just came off of a flight. He walked right past us, and his dog stopped. And we're in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was busy. People were in a long line. That dog took the biggest dump I've ever seen.
Ew.
Right there on the floor.
Was it like in a carrier or anything?
No, it was just walking through the airport. And the guy didn't clean it up. He just looked at it and kept walking.
He's just like, whatever.
Left it. People were getting off the flights and walking through it and now tracking said dog poop through this whole airport.
That is disgusting.
And everybody who's waiting in these lines is screaming at their lungs. So I watched this dog take a dump as I'm just giving them my ticket to go through like security. and people are screaming. And the, there's like a line of kids who are like the very first row that especially weren't telling people walking by, watch out for the dog poop, because they thought it was so funny that they were stepping in it and kept walking.
And they're bringing it on the plane or off the
plane? No, they're bringing it off the plane, just walking through the terminal.
Oh, my God.
So there's no way they can get someone there who's going to clean it up fast enough. And the guy who let the dog do it, defecate in the first place, he didn't even bat an eyelash. He just looked down and just thought, oh, shit, I don't have a bag.
Dude, I'm to a point in my life where I think if I stepped in poop, I would just throw the shoes away.
Are you rich?
No, but like
I guess getting on a flight is bad.
But I don't want to deal with it, you know.
Yeah, like, but we're gonna walk through the airport barefoot
because you gotta get this. Shoes have so much grooves now.
They got more grooves than that Kendrick album.
You gotta get through all the grooves, and then like you gotta get close. Like,
yeah, that's not worth it. And then they actually an emergency flight had to be emergency landing had to be made too one time because someone brought a dog on the plane. The dog pooped on that plane. And the smell was so bad that they couldn't get it out of there even after they were cleaned it up. And they had to land the plane. Because that air is just recycling.
Fucking support animals. God damn it.
And someone brought a peacock on once. You saw that girl with the peacock and everything? I mean,
stupid. You can't bring... What was it? Was it the new Joel McHale show on Netflix where he was like... He was like, no one says... I need a bird indoors. I'm screwing it up. But he said something along those lines.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. You'll catch the hands if you ever keep farting on me on a flight. Imagine someone farted on you as your friend, and you guys were cool. Now imagine someone you didn't know farting on you for 5 hours.
Well, I used to have a theory that farts don't smell in the on an airplane or at the movies.
Wrong.
Because they go straight in the cushion. I've done it.
Needless
before.
To say, that's when you got on the fight with two Dutchmen on an airplane. You can't even smell them; they're getting into the seats.
I've definitely done it in the movies, and it's been all good. Like I was like, I can't believe that one didn't smell.
Wow, man!
But the cushion is very absorbent in the movie theater.
Well,
here
I ain't flying with you no more.
So. The women, wait, what the fuck? So police boarded the plane once it landed and removed two women and two men that the pilot reported as passengers on the rampage. The women who are sisters that were removed from the flight are now taking the airline to court, claiming they were not involved in the altercation. Cause I guess when you like, they just take like, a mental snapshot of like the involved parties, and they're just like, you all are off.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like clear house.
It's like being in a club.
Yeah. So they're suing the airline. Nora Lacham, a 25-year-old law student, called the removal humiliating. We had no idea who these boys were. We just had the bad luck to be in the same row, and we didn't do anything. All I will say is that the crew were really provocative and stirred things up. Huh. All four passengers...
You like the fart, do you? Oh, tell me more about how it smells.
You want to fart, yeah? All four passengers were released from police custody without being charged. However, all have been banned from flying Transversia Airlines in the future.
Yeah, I don't want to go to Transversia either, ever. That sounds like a terrible airline.
Here's their statement. Our crew must ensure a safe flight. When passengers pose risks, they immediately intervene. Our people are trained for that. They know very well where the boundaries are. Transversia is therefore square behind the cabin crew and the pilots, the airliner said in a statement. So, like, this is fucked up because if you didn't do anything and now you're in Vienna...
I ain't trying to be in Vienna.
You were going to what?
Amsterdam.
And they had to reroute.
I'm trying to drink Heineken.
You're screwing everybody over.
Smell the tulips and smoke a little weed.
Over a fart.
Over farts.
And, like, what's it to this guy? They say, hey, can you stop farting? Just look over at him and be like, yeah, okay.
No. That guy wants to keep the farts going.
You don't have to be like, I'll fart where I want. Just keep farting. And say you're sorry.
I'm sure they could have relocated the seats, but you have to have had a bad fart.
Yeah.
For it to get to that point.
Or don't even interact with them at all. And then they're like, he's farting. And then just be like, I'm sorry, I'm not. And then they fight you. And then they fight you. And then they get kicked off.
Well,
he's like, yeah. I don't know. These people are attacking me. And I'm just sitting here. Sir, it smells like poop. Then what? He's like, yeah, okay, that's a coincidence. Prove I farted. So you want to smell my butt? You want to smell my pants?
Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. We've got a large amount of turbulence. turbulence.
So that's the crime.
That's crazy, man.
That shit is crime.
That's gross.
Yeah, man. Don't fart on an airplane. You will get kicked off. And definitely don't fart in a starter jacket.
Because it just sits in there until Damien's got to put it on. He's going to be pissed.
That shit will be in the pocket. Oh, shit. Literally. Marshall?
That's me.
I'm going to give you the champion of the week.
The champion of the week. Yeah.
It's an entire cheerleading squad.
Tell me more.
Well, basically, there's footage in a video from the CLAA Conferences Basketball Tournament, and it was sent to WDAF Kansas City by a mom named Brenda Milligan, whose daughter is a cheerleader for Hardin Central High School. Milligan's daughter, she was part of a group of cheerleaders who noticed that the opposing team, Northwestern, only had one cheerleader on their side. She was embarrassed and scared, just like any of us would be if we had to cheer in front of a big crowd, Brenda told the news reporter. But the cheerleader wouldn't be alone for much longer. Here's another quote. My daughter and her squad took the nerve and went out to cheer with the one cheerleader. To help pick her up.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, they learned her cheers and were able to present them to the crowd in a short amount of time, and many people were there supporting the girls in this great achievement. The lone cheerleader from Northwestern, Tori Adams, said that she had been performing alone because many of her teammates were sick and the game had been rescheduled, which conflicted with other members' prior commitments. Nonetheless, she was thankful the opposing squad joined her. And here's a quote from her. She says, they learned some of my cheers, and I learned some of their cheers. It was a big relief. So,
that's some good camaraderie.
It's a little feel-good story, you know? You know,
I have to say that my champion of the week...
Oh, we have dueling champions.
I think that this guy kind of deserves it.
All right.
I think you know who Michael Che is. He's from SNL.
Yes. Saturday Night Live. Very funny Weekend guy. Update.
But basically, he... was at the All-Star game.
Ooh.
And he heard Fergie sing. And he said, and I quote, and it's on his Instagram, I will never stand for the anthem again in protest of Fergie.
Oh, man.
So I'm pretty sure he's got to be the champion of the week for that one, because that is probably what was on everybody else's mind. It wasn't necessarily...
Guys.
I can't even. I heard that. I thought it was a joke at first, and then I feel
the NBA All-Star game was happening right before we started recording, and Fergie's rendition of this song was sadly atrocious.
That anthem was something I have never heard before.
It was a doozy, and I love Fergie. Fergie was in my top five. For a long time.
And when she comes in the club, we step aside.
Yeah. I mean, she's Fergalicious. I'm gonna play a little bit of it.
I don't.
Whew. Get ready, because this is Fergie Ferg. Fergie Ferg.
Can you see? Boy,
Oh, fuck.
What's so proudly waiting at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Oh, man. LeBron's about to smile.
We're so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare. The bombs bursting in air. Gave through that night.
Ooh. People are laughing. LeBron and KD are laughing.
That's our show for the night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Guys, I don't think she's ever heard it before.
I don't. You, whoa, what happened?
Woo, woo, woo. Banner,
I mean, listen, I'm no expert.
God, I love you, Fergie.
I'm no expert, but that was interesting, to say the least.
Whoa, whoa, the laying up the Fergie.
No shit.
I could wing it. I could wing it better than that. And you're a professional, Fergie Ferg.
Maybe. Oh, man, I don't even know. That was.
Girl.
I want to tell you about a company called JC Room Blocks. Do you have 10 or more out-of-town guests coming to an event near you? Maybe you have a bris, a wedding, a family reunion, a science convention. Maybe some friends are coming in town and they just want to get drunk in one place. Or your mom's coming into town and she's got 10 brothers and sisters and they need a room so they can all come over to your house and have a bagel. Well, I have the answer for you. JC Room Blocks. They research hotels in the area that you need the room. So if you're in San Diego, they're going to find those rooms. They're going to put them together for you. Oh, what? You need to be in Boston for a little bit? No big deal. Go over to Boston and hang out with your Boston friends. You got 10 or 15 of them and you need a room? Fucking Boston. That's what you're going to do. Since they're certified travel agents, they can get you the lowest possible rates. On top of discounted rates, they can also negotiate highly discounted bridal suites, shuttle service, and food and beverage functions. If you mention the Dan and Cody podcast, that's us. They'll waive their fee. That means you don't pay anything, okay? Check them out, jcroomblocks.com. I'm going to repeat that, jcroomblocks.com. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter and Instagram. Follow them, check them out, get all them rooms!
Quick question.
Shoot.
Do you want to play Bean Boozled?
Okay.
Oh!
I saw this. I've been dying to get a part of it.
I was not ready for you to say yes.
I had a Bean Boozled yet.
I will do it. We're doing Bean Boozled part two.
I watched Dan and Cody go do Bean Boozled once before.
Oh, boy.
And I literally thought to myself, I would have loved to have been there because it was one of the funniest things that I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, I understand that as a Bean Boozled thing, that's like, you know, one flavors vomit, one flavors poots or farts or whatever, and you got to spin this little thing to kind of...
One flavor is not poots.
One flavor is not poots? You sure? After that Flying Dutchman...
There is no flavor called poots.
Well, oh, sorry. One of them's called... One of them's rotten eggs. I apologize. I was so far off with that one.
Okay.
Sorry that the poots wasn't rotten eggs. So you spin this little dial, and you get to pick a bean. Right. And then you get to...
So refresh everybody and tell them what we're working with.
So Bean Boozled, there's a whole about 30 of them over here. And it's chocolate pudding or canned dog food. He's bringing the trash can close to me, so I don't know what to do with this right now. Coconut, caramel corn or moldy cheese, coconut milk or spoiled milk, tutti frutti or stinky socks, peach or barf, lime or lawn clippings, berry blue or toothpaste, strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish, juicy pear or booger, and then we're back to rotten eggs, aka buttered popcorn again. So I gotta flip this little dial, and then I get to see if I can pick a good one to enjoy. Dan just got a trash can for himself and one for me. He brought over his regular trash, and I will tell you, that doesn't smell very good either.
Oh, sorry.
But it's okay. It's okay. You know, it's got the remnants of those breadsticks, the little chicken bakes he got me earlier.
They were not breadsticks.
They're breadsticks, guys. He gave me breadsticks for dinner tonight. But I was blessed to have a home-cooked meal by Costco. All
right.
So you flip the dial. All right,
so
I guess.
I'm screwed here because you've done I thought this before. You were definitely going to say no.
Heck yeah, I'm ready to do this. I'm always down to eat nasty shit.
You want
to
do three rounds?
Three rounds is a lot. So just three flips?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, you want to go first?
I don't want to go first. You Hold on, let me. You don't have to mix them up because I think it doesn't really matter.
Oh my god.
unless you have these memorized.
Shout out to Film House Podcast. They also did Bean Boozled, but they said that they actually called us out. They were like, "You Americans either have weak stomachs or our brand, our batch of it in Germany is worse.
It's not as bad.
Yeah, and I think their shit's not as bad because they got food regulations.
I will let you guys know, Germany, what we're looking at here. Because that's, I was going to say,
I will let you know, German.
I will let you know, Germans.
Hey, German!
This is going to be very interesting for me because my first time playing this, and this is probably the last thing I'm going to do before we sign off because I'm going to be throwing up later if I get the bad ones. So Dan's going first. We've got three rounds.
I'm going first?
Yeah, you just said you were going to go first. I'll go first. I'm going to give it a flick. Ready? Marshall flicked it first.
Marshall is flicking.
I got dead fish or banana, strawberry
banana. Dead fish or strawberry banana.
Which ones are those, though, Dan? Are these this ones?
That is going to be...
That's this one? That looks like the same one to me. No, that looks like...
One is more transparent than the other.
Oh gosh, I can't tell you which ones these are. I'm getting hot right now thinking about it. Is it this one?
No.
That's buttered popcorn. Guys, I'm having a real issue with these because they're
really,
so
really
close.
Gotta match up the colors.
Gotta match the colors, apparently. The one I thought I picked apparently isn't the right one. Does that look like how about I just
it's
eat this
be
one?
Not transparent.
So this one.
Yeah, not transparent.
This one? Do you think that's it?
Is there some red specks in it?
I don't know. I'm letting you inspect it first, Dan, before I get in there. Because otherwise, I mean, what is it? This one isn't it.
No.
That's the peach or barf one.
Yeah.
This one's got red specks in it, but I don't know.
No. That's going to be peach or barf.
I definitely think it's that one. That was the one I chose. So how about we do this at the same time together?
No, pick the same one. I do my own spin.
No, don't do your own spin. We should just grab
them. No, that is not the rules. That is not the rules.
All right, well, I'm putting it in my mouth right now.
You want me to take a video?
No, if you want to take a video, you can. I'll let Dan cue up his video. So this is either...
Cody's going to freak out when he's like, why did you play that again?
Dan, this is either strawberry banana or... Strawberry banana or dead fish.
Dead fish.
It's definitely dead fish. But the dead fish tastes like cooked fish. Oh, that is not.
Oh, it's bad.
Cooked fish is dead.
Okay. Listen, Germany, we got some bad.
Isn't
bad
that bad?
The thing
is bad. God, isn't it bad? You gotta get something to drink, man.
Give me this water.
Get in there. Marshall's having a real tough time over there.
It's in my teeth and I can't get it out. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh,
shit. I'm doing this with all of our guests now.
I'm done. I think I'm done.
Like, I'm still.
Oh my God.
I've still never got a good one.
It's, oh my God, it's in my teeth. And I didn't think it'd be bad. I'm crying right now, guys. The dead fish one is the worst thing I've ever had in my life. It's on my tongue.
Oh, I'm getting a cramp. I'm getting a cramp from laughing.
Guys, I don't think you understand. It got in me, and it just hit a nerve in the back of my throat that was like, you gonna throw this up. Dennis, you ate a dead fish, Marshall. Don't eat it.
Aren't you glad I brought that can over for you?
Oh, God. I would have spit in, I don't know.
Fuck, I'm cramping.
It's my breath. It smells like dead fish right now. You can't go to bed with this on your mouth.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
It's serious,
why
right?
Why did you do this to me? You knew what you were doing.
I thought you'd say no. All right, I just spun.
All right,
yes.
I got the best. No, you didn't. No, I think you spin again, Dan.
No, it's right on there.
Dan, I need a piece of gum or something. What is it, soda?
Yeah. All right, I got berry blue or toothpaste. Thank God.
Mm-mm.
Why are you switching with Diet Coke with Cherry Coke? All right, here we go. It's toothpaste.
Yeah, I don't think any of these are real.
Thank God.
Guys, that dead fish one, I cannot do it again. It's not even that it was that bad initially. I was like, fuck that, I can swallow it. And then as soon as I did that extra last chew, it hit something.
It gets stuck in your teeth.
And it gets stuck in your teeth. And I kept inhaling the smell. And then it was like, my body was going, that's a dead fish, that's a dead fish. Red alarm, let evacuate the system.
Try that shit with spoiled milk. Dude, I'm for real, like, cramping in my rib cage from laughing so hard.
I did one. I said I would do rounds of three, but I don't know. I might have to cut it to two.
One more round.
If it's dead fish again, I'm out. Nope. Whatever that one is, it's orange.
What is that? Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks?
Is Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks?
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's the bubblegum one. Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh, God. Where are the other ones? How do you decide?
Live or die. Make your choice.
I don't even know how to choose these. I can't tell what the regular one's supposed to look like.
All right, you ready for round two?
Yeah.
Get in there. What is it?
Tutti Frutti.
You got a good one.
Thank you, Jesus, because let me tell you, I might be able to do one more round if the next one's just that. I literally prayed in my mouth and said, Jesus, if you could give me a Tutti Frutti on this one.
You're like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, my God. Tutti Frutti just saved my life because that, oh, my God, dead fish, let me tell you, that's. Oh, man. Oh, that was bad.
All right, final round.
Give it to me. You're going to record yours. Well, no, it's not, well.
Oh, you want to do three now because you got a good one?
I'm going to record you on the next one.
I did four. So that was my fourth round cumulative. That was the first time I got a bat. Well, I still haven't gotten a good one because that was a
I hope you get that dead fish. Dead fish, you have to find one.
I've had dead fish.
Dead fish lingers.
When I played with Cody, I got spoiled milk, I got barf, and I got dead fish.
And the funny thing is, like, I thought you guys were just overreacting. And then now that I taste it, I'm like, this isn't an overreaction.
That shit is real.
It is real. So, Dan, all right, go for it. Oh, man. What did you get? Oh, it's on the line. I think you need to do it again.
I think it's more on that one.
Canned dog food is something you'd rather it be?
Yeah.
There's no one even in there. Is that the dark brown ones?
So I got...
He got canned dog food or chocolate pudding.
Oh, please, God, be chocolate pudding.
All right, go for it. Canned dog food or chocolate pudding.
Ooh, chocolate pudding.
I knew it was chocolate pudding because he was so
pudding.
Happy.
Ooh, yes. Oh, that's good. That's really good. I'm lucking out.
Fudge, guys. This is my last round.
Oh, praying for blue.
Get that blue.
What is this? Okay, I got back on. It was on the orange, the Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks again.
It's no, respin.
We made up the really.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it twice.
I can't do that one twice. Thank God, because that was dead fish again.
Oh, thank God. Come on, spoiled milk. That looks like peach or barf to me.
No. Oh, Jesus.
That looks like peach or barf to me.
The last one almost did me in, and I can't tell which one peach or barf is.
So that's going to be the...
Dead fish could have been barf.
That's going to... No. I've had barf before. That is a very distinctive... It is very distinctive.
Do you guys want to see me throw up tonight?
Yes.
It will happen.
That's going to be the real transparent one.
That's this one?
Yeah, the transparent, like... peach colored one.
So it's these.
Mm-hmm.
Are they sure that that's not dead fish? Because if it's dead fish again, I'm going to lose it. I can't handle another dead fish.
Here, look. It's like almost see-through.
Peach or barf.
I love this game.
Okay. You're going to record it?
Should I? Yeah.
It's so funny because they're like covered in wax, so you can't even give it a smell. Peach or barf.
Boy, get it all in your mouth.
It's like baby sour milk. I started to get that chew, and then I knew. That second chew got me. I was like, chew, chew.
I saw you try to put a quarter of it in your mouth and bite off a little piece.
I couldn't even do that. I stuck the whole thing in. I just had to
just get it all.
Okay, Dan, you got to chew this whole thing up, whatever this is. I really hope you get that.
I went three times.
No, you didn't. You went two. I just went three. You went two. Oh, it's up to you again. It's your last flick, and then we're going to get out of here.
Son of a bitch.
Go ahead. No, you got to do the same one. Go ahead, flip it again.
Chocolate pudding? Oh.
What is it?
Lime or long clippings.
Oh, that's not good enough.
What?
You got to do one of these.
No, I've done it.
Here, try that one.
No, listen to the last podcast.
I got killed. If you've already done that one, you have to do something new then, right?
I haven't done... Cody did lime or long clippings.
You got to flick it again.
For you? Because you played.
What is that? That's the sour milk one again.
No, I've never done this one.
What does that say?
Caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Ew.
Oh.
All right,
what's that one look like?
It's like the white... It looks like... I would almost prefer that one.
That one's not pictured.
I think it's this one. It's this one. Because look, this is buttered popcorn.
Yeah, it's that's
buttered popcorn, and this is the caramel corner.
No, the...
Look.
The moldy cheese, it's going to be transparent. They look too fucking similar, man. So I think...
It's these.
It's going to be transparent, yellow, and...
Yeah.
Transparent, yellow, and white.
No, because this is the coconut milk one. Look at the difference.
So that's butter, popcorn, rotten egg. This is caramel corn.
Yeah, I think these are yours.
Okay.
Okay. Take your pick, I guess. Or you can pick one of these three. That's the one you're going to go? You're going to share? Hey, don't do it yet.
I'm going to go with this one.
All right, Dan. Do it.
All right. Caramel corn or moldy cheese. Cheers.
It's
thank you, Jesus.
It was
caramel corn.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes, baby.
All three were good ones.
All three were good. I got the bean boozled gods were with me today.
You gotta eat one more.
No! You just want me to barf in front of you.
I just
want to
see what it looks like when you get the wrong one. I think you just need to do a blind one where you just stick your hand in there and you pick one. That's the last test, and then I'm out.
Marshall, you are breaking the rules.
I'm not breaking the rules.
Just stick your hand in, and then you have to tell us what it is.
Yes.
You guys suck. Why am I doing this?
Because it's your last one, man. It's your penance.
I'm going four rounds.
Hold on. Don't go yet.
Marshall, you need to do it too, though.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, you got to do it too.
Just stick your hand in and pull out.
Should we both do it at the same time and record each other?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Danny.
Dan. Hmm. Give it. I'm mixing them up. Come on, pick them.
You both pick it at the same time.
Don't look. Don't look.
We record each other?
Yeah, we just listen. Here, you just reach your hand over my hand and pick one.
This is getting so hard.
Just reach your hand over my hand and pick one.
Can I look at it?
No. Can't look at it.
I have one.
All right.
Now you do yours.
Okay, I'm not looking.
Hang on. You looked at it.
Well, I didn't mean to look at it. I just meant to grab it.
All right, no, that's yours.
Okay, that's mine. All right. I'm so scared to do this because this is going to be bad. This is Bean Boozled. Ready? Cheers. 3, 2, 1.
Toothpaste.
Butter popcorn.
Woo! Wow. We did it.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die.
Woo. All right. We survived this time.
You got to send me that video, man. I don't think I ever had anything that bad.
Oh, I'll send it. All right. Well, Marshall, you survived being boozled.
Oh, man.
Any last words?
Yeah, stay in school, kids. You don't need to be doing this for a living. All right, if you're playing Bean Boozled, things have really gone south. And that's on the same par with drugs.
We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Ooh.
Thanks for listening and laughing with the Dan and Cody Podcast. Our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are on Instagram @DanCodyPodcast. Check out our website, danandcody.com, and you can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/DanCodyPodcast.
Subscribe, bitch!
Everybody play the tough guy to shoot, all right?